just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into Friday, October the 11th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now, and you can hear him breathing and moving things around, Rusty Chatfield.
Okay, sorry.
Clear my throat. Yeah. Man, we do this history lesson every Friday from 10 to 11, been doing it for years. And a lot of times you repeat certain lesson plans. You sometimes actually teach or talk about what you're talking about in your classes there at Northern Michigan Christian Academy, teaching history to the kids. But it always seems to tie into current events. There's always a way to kind of turn it and connect it to what's going on right now. In today's history lesson, the lesson plan you have for us today, the weight of the presidency.
Right. It's heavy. Now, okay, let me start with a quote by John Adams. History, but I'm going to
Second president of the United States.
Right. Second president of the United States. He said, "No man who ever held the office would congratulate another on attaining it. No man who ever held the office would congratulate another on attaining it." John Adams. Here's another one. Abraham Lincoln, during the Civil War, after the Battle of Fredericksburg in 1862. "If there is a place worse than hell, I am in it." The presidency weighs. It is an extremely heavy, weighty responsibility. Now, again, if I was elected president, which I think is an extremely high improbability.
Not going to happen, right?
Not going to happen. We never thought Joseph being in prison in the Bible would be called out by the Pharaoh and would become prime minister of Egypt either. Sure. Now, obviously, I don't think it's going to happen, but I'm simply saying, God knows. We wouldn't have thought that a man working in his father's tannery, selling bags of feed in 1857, would ever be president as Ulysses S. Grant.
Ulysses S. Grant, absolutely. And led and basically won the Civil War for Lincoln and then later became president.
You never think that a judge in Missouri in the 1840s would become, without a college degree, very, very nearsighted man, would ever become president. as Harry Truman was, and become a good president.
1940s.
Yeah, I'm sorry, 1940s.
Yeah, you said 1840, you had me confused. Right?
There you go. Yes, that's wrong. And there's lots of
examples. No, that was a test. Okay, you were testing me to see if I was paying attention. I get it. I understand.
Right. So I'm telling you, but the presidential, I'll hold off on the main part of this because I'm going to give you a little bit of a response of what a post of a pastor friend I said about what he said about Kamala Harris, and I pushed back a little, and then he later comes back and says, well, maybe you're right. All this is presuppose the idea that you understand the weighty responsibility that you're wading into. In a way, anybody that would declare themselves a candidate for the president of the United States, I mean, you almost got to be out of your mind in a way to even step that way or come down the escalator.
Yeah, I want to talk to you about that especially. Donald J. Trump. Why does he want it again? Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
On November 5th, vote for the 6 concerned citizens who will lead to improve the Onaway Public School District's board. Think of Black Pepper to remember their last names. Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Again, please vote for Bonnard Lefebvre, Christian Kowalski, Palmer Rieger. Leadership for better schools in Onaway. Thank you.
Paid for by the Presque County Republican Committee.
Simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K-12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
In Northern Michigan don't have to go far to get their firearm problem solved. Curtis Gunsmithing handles all gun work, adjustments, bluing, rebarreling, cleaning, and even FFL transfers. Need a stock refinished or some custom work done? How about a trigger job? That's right. Let the gun doctor, Tom Curtis of Curtis Gunsmithing, take care of old Betsy. She'll be in good hands. Call 231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment with Pastor Chatfield. Based on those previous president statements that you cited, Abraham Lincoln, Truman, John Adams. Why? Why would Donald J. Trump ever want to run for president again? Why is he doing it this year?
What I tell everybody, it's my belief, you can argue, he loves our country and he thinks he can do something to help. That's it. That's it. The man is supremely confident, maybe overconfident. I know some of his detractors say he's arrogant, whatever. He is confident. He believes he can help. That's why he's doing it.
That's bottom line. That's it. The bottom line.
Yep. He loves our country. He thinks he can help. And so there you go.
Now, I have had people tell me on other various offices, because I vet a lot of candidates. They call me. They want to be endorsed by me. They want to come on the show. They want to be a sponsor. They want to run commercials during their campaign. And so many times I'm told, and I've actually experienced this myself when I ran previously, they're doing it because they were called by God. They truly prayed on it. They thought about it, and the prayer was answered. They were told, they were instructed, they were motivated, they were led to run for this office. Do you think Donald Trump, especially since the assassination attempt, do you think it's only furthered, cemented him in believing that this is really a calling from God destined for him to do this year? My God, the guy survived an assassination. I mean, he turned his head just at the right moment and it grazed his ear, could have hit his head and killed him. Do you think any of that factors into his recent vigor, his recent energy, J.D. Vance's debate with Walz, leading to the bumps in the polling that's happening? Trump's now up 5 points, by the way, in Michigan over Harris. Do you think any of that's factoring into his campaign, into his aura as to why he's running for president?
It seems to me he's somewhat of a changed man. Now, he's still who he is.
Sure.
But after the assassination attempt, he's more aware of his own mortality and that somebody, God, protected him. I think that's true. Now
I
don't
do
know. I'm not God. I can't know anybody's heart.
Sure,
but it appears to me to be true. And I mean, he's a little kinder and gentler, George Herbert Walker Bush. I mean, he's a little bit. I mean, he's still Donald Trump,
right?
And a very confident man. And he's a very intelligent man too. He's very intelligent.
Well, one of the things I think is interesting is if, as you go through history and you look at this weight of the presidency, I mean, there's been times throughout history, and I'm sure you probably have notes there, you know, absolutely backing this up. This responsibility of this office, especially commander in chief, when it comes to wars, I mean, this is absolutely the most heavy responsibility in the entire world. I don't know of any other job that even comes close to it.
Right. Now, that presupposes someone has a moral center, that they see and feel the great responsibility. Now, here's this. Let me read
why do you say that?
Oh, because if I'm Hitler, he didn't care how many people he killed, or Stalin, they don't care how many people they kill, or Mao Zedong, they don't care how many people die.
Right.
Pol Pot, I can list you umpteen different dictators that wanted power, and they didn't care how many people died. They didn't care about starting a world war. So, there you go. Now, if you have a moral center and you understand people's lives and futures and aspirations and hopes are on the line, then you don't giggle about things. You understand the weightiness of what you're going after. I would bet my farm on it, if I had one. I don't bet that somebody has gotten to Kamala Harris and says, don't giggle so much. Stop the giggling.
The cackling.
The cackling. That is shows just a lack of understanding of the vice presidency, even. I don't care if you're the county commissioner. You shouldn't giggle like that.
Well, you know what? See, from my training in Dale Carnegie public speaking, that's actually a nervous tic. That is it's in her DNA that whenever she is being pressured or asked a question that she doesn't have full grasp of, or she's looking, struggling to provide an answer or a response. See, her brain processes everything through, well, based on what I say, how is that going to poll? Based on the way I answer this question, am I going to earn votes with this answer or not win votes? And actually, it's a stall tactic is what she's doing.
And maybe. It's a bad one.
It's a bad one. And I understand. Have you seen her lately on some of these appearances and things, rallies that she's doing? She has definitely followed the advice of those advisors that you just mentioned. Stop cackling exactly. So much, because she's tightened it up quite a bit.
No question about it. Now, here's a pastor friend put this on Facebook, and this kind of brought
me. Is this the one that you talked about before the break where you challenged him, or are you?
Yeah, I challenged him a little bit.
Okay.
Now, he's just listen to this. Just my thoughts, he says. He's a good guy, too. But
sure.
Anyway, he says, nobody will be more relieved for Kamala to lose this election than Kamala. She knows better than any of us that she's incapable of leading this nation. She's trying her best, but I can't imagine the fear and anxiety she must be living in right now. She has no idea what she's doing. And no idea what she's talking about. Yet the Dems and their minions keep shoving a microphone and a camera in her face. What they did to Biden with his dementia was horrific. What they are doing to Kamala is just as bad, in my opinion. She's so far out of her league, it's embarrassing. Yet they keep exploiting her for their own survival. Now, a lot of that I get and I agree with. He goes on, DEI is just a modern form of slavery. They take weak and incapable people and make them a slave to their agenda. The liberals' thirst for power and lust for total control makes complete fools out of the most weak and vulnerable in our society. I find it absolutely disgusting. Kamala Harris, this is Rusty Chaffee reading this, but I didn't write this, but I'll probably get blamed for this. Kamala Harris is a drunk dingbat, and Tim Walz acts like a bipolar kid on a fifth grade field trip. The thought of them being in charge probably scares them far more than it does us. Okay. And in other words,
After the show, I want you to text me this person's name because I want to follow him on social media.
Okay.
I agree with everything you just said.
Okay. All right. Here's my response. You have a way with words, and he does. He is sharp, sharp man, sharp words. So be it. Okay. Now, but here's my response. However,
point of clarification, he is a pastor.
Yes.
Yeah, text me his church too.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You have a way with words. However, I doubt this statement is true. She knows better than any of us that she is incapable of leading this nation. And quote, end of quote. You probably give her too much credit. It's probably worse than that. She doesn't know what she doesn't know. Heavy responsibility weighs only on those who understand responsibility. I doubt she understands that. And then I quote John Adams, no man who ever held the office would congratulate another on attaining it. In other words, I don't think his quote, she knows better than any of us that she's incapable of leading this nation. No, she's not smart enough to know she's incapable. Or she doesn't. Or she thinks she understands things. She doesn't.
I'm going to interject at this point. She's not in control, just like Biden wasn't in control. Biden has been through the surrogates. Now, I know there's a hate relationship going on right now between Obama and Biden. I read a story from Town Hall yesterday. I don't know if you saw it or not. But they have a full-blown war going on between Biden and Obama. But there are surrogates that I believe have been secretly manipulating Biden throughout his administration on foreign policy, on trade issues, on different things that I believe Obama and those other surrogates now are fully on board being the puppet master of Kamala Harris.
I'm not denying that.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, I'm denying this idea. She knows better than any of us that she's incapable of leading this nation. No, she doesn't know that. She
doesn't have to know that.
She's
a puppet. You see,
a puppet knows they're a puppet generally, but she doesn't know she's a puppet. She doesn't know what she doesn't know.
I think she fully knows she's a puppet.
I don't. No, she's got an ego.
I know she's got an ego. But
Biden has got an ego.
Absolutely. They all do. Every politician that ever runs and gets elected has a huge ego, or you wouldn't win. The ego is what causes the magnetism when they speak, because that leads them to be able to get people convinced that they should vote for them.
There's also the moral component of this.
Okay.
Listen, Randy, I'm not prepared to be president of the United States.
Sure.
I'm not. I've studied history and government my whole life, but every day I kind of learn a little bit more about politics, which is not the same thing. It's
right.
Not the same thing.
Not the
understanding
same thing.
Our civic responsibilities, history, the Constitution. Some people have a knack for politics. I don't. I guarantee you that. I don't have a knack. I don't know.
It's not in your DNA. That's not who you are.
No, correct. So there you go. But some people, it is. She is a politician, and she thinks she's got this thing. I think she believes that about herself. I don't think she is there. I'm so scared. I really don't want to be president. I don't think that's her.
No,
nope.
No, not at
nope.
all.
So she is not, in my judgment, she doesn't know better than any of us that she's incapable of leading this nation. She thinks that she can.
Right.
I have a grandson that plays soccer, and he's only 7 years old. He thinks he is the best soccer player this side of Messi.
Pele.
I mean, obviously he doesn't know what he doesn't know. I mean,
right.
Yeah. So it's just he doesn't know what he doesn't know.
Hey, when I was 6 years old and made Little League Pee Wee All-Stars, and I pitched and played shortstop, I was going to be the next Babe Ruth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just that's who we are. But here's the point on Kamala, whatever the heck you call her. She has advisors. I believe it's Barack Obama, Susan Rice, Valerie Jarrett. Everybody from Obama's administration living less than 3 miles away from the White House in a house that they have rented that I've seen pictures of, and the amount of – it's a fortress. The fencing in the walls that they put in this thing is unbelievable. They live there. When they're in Washington, it's got so many bedrooms and bathrooms that they can all live in this mansion together, no problem. They're the ones that have been ordained to take over the reins of the government, starting with Biden. I believe they even had influence with Hillary Clinton. Thank God she lost to Trump in 2016. But they're continuing and now have full total control over Kamala Harris. That's why Obama came out and endorsed her. That's why they put a video out. I don't know if you've seen that. This is a puppet, pure and simple.
That may be true. That's not the point that I'm making. The point is, I don't think she knows that. That's my point. I don't think she understands.
You believe she doesn't understand the fact that she is a puppet and being controlled.
Yes, that's my point. She doesn't know what she doesn't know.
Yes. Okay, very good. I understand where you're coming from now. Good timing for a break mentally and for our news and sponsors. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. He's Rusty Chatfield. We'll be right back.